Most of us, I suppose, have gone through an experience, or perhaps we know someone who has, that goes something like this. A close family member or a close friend leaves our inner circle, and they leave for a variety of reasons. Perhaps it's to go to school, or to take a job, or to get married. And sometimes these departures involve moving away great distances. And of course, promises are made to keep in touch with phone calls and social media, and to visit as often as possible. And of course, these are all made with the best of intentions. But no matter how much we want it to be, we know deep down that things have changed. It's just not going to be the same. And instances such as these give us a sense of what Jesus and his disciples were going through in today's gospel. They are together at the Last Supper, and Jesus is preparing those who are closest to him, whom he loves and who love him, for his departure. He is saying his goodbye. He is preparing them for the shock of his violent death and the collapse of their plans for the future. Everything is about to change for them. He will be executed as a common criminal and taken from them. But to their great surprise, Jesus would rise from the dead, and they would see him again, at least for a short time period. Then, after that, it will all be different. They would see him no longer. They wouldn't have him physically there with them when they needed to ask for advice as problems arose. They wouldn't have him there with them to feel his comforting and healing touch when they were down or when they were hurt or when someone they loved was sick, or hear his voice speaking words of forgiveness when they needed to be freed from guilt. Jesus was sensitive to the loss that they were about to endure, and he was telling them quite clearly, it's just not going to be the same. And he certainly knew from firsthand experiences their weaknesses and vulnerabilities. He knew that they could not make it on their own, that their faith would need help. Their human courage just wasn't enough to send them out to spread his message after he was gone. So to bolster them, Jesus makes a promise. Help is on the way. The Holy Spirit would come to guide them as they faced new worlds and new issues, and to be with them when they suffered for what they believed, and to be with them and make them aware of Jesus' presence, even though they could not see, hear, or touch him. We may be 2,000 years away from those disciples around the table with Jesus that night, but we too have experienced loss and need. We have said many goodbyes and experiences big changes in our lives. When a loved one died, when we got sick and were no longer able to do what we were used to doing on our own, when we needed to be strong for another, when we had a financial setback and needed to start all over again, perhaps when a relationship shattered. As we have faced the uncertain future caused by these and other events, we have said to ourselves, it's just not going to be the same. And truly, it isn't. Change is hard for us, And life is constantly posing new challenges. Biologists have a saying that the only constant in life is change. So we admit by coming here week after week that we need what only God can give us, a renewed life after a big change in our circumstances. Hope that what has ended isn't the final word from God. Wisdom to help us maneuver life's many twists and turns. And strength to stay faithful to Jesus. Amidst all these changes, we want to be faithful to what he says to us in today's gospel. If you love me, you will keep my commandments. And you will keep them not in a legalistic or constraining way, but out of love for me and for each other. Jesus sees and hears our needs, though we cannot see, hear, or touch him. As disciples, we believe we have him with us in his word and in the bread and wine that will become his body and blood, our food for this moment in our lives. We also believe he has kept his promise to us, just as he did for his disciples. He has given us the Spirit, and it is the gift of the Holy Spirit that makes Jesus present to us. And as we celebrate his memory again at this Eucharist, Jesus is once again giving us his Spirit. God has come to us in the Holy Spirit and has made a permanent dwelling with each and every one of us and guides our church into its future. Jesus calls the Holy Spirit advocate, and it is a word that means counselor, a consoler, or mediator. And perhaps mediator is the best translation for the advocate. The Holy Spirit, the mediator, is the in-between God, the force and energy that binds us together with one another and with God so that we can experience a peace that only God can give. The Holy Spirit is our assurance that God stands alongside each and every one of us as we face current challenges and any future bumps in the road. That Spirit helps us to navigate our personal issues and helps us make future choices, both as individuals and as a church, even though it's not going to be the same. In the reading from 1 Peter, we are told to always be ready to give an explanation to anyone who asks for a reason for our hope. And we hope not because we are a trusting people. We hope because God is trustworthy. And the reason for our hope is this: the Spirit will surprise us and provide us with exactly what we need and when we need it. For Jesus has promised, "I will not leave you orphans. I will come to you."